Stuart Nash, Mark Mitchell are with us. Morning to you.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Nashy.
G'day, Mitch. How are you, Mike? I hope you had a good holiday, Mike.
I had a very good holiday, thank you, Stuart. Hey, listen, let's go down memory lane. Start with you, Mark, first of all. Did you vote for MMP?
No, I wanted supplementary member, but yes.
No, but yes. Good on you, Mark, and you wonder why the National Party are in trouble.
If you remember the vote, where we had an option there of supplementary member, which was a watered-down version of MMP, and I wanted that, but ultimately, of course, MMP got across the line.
Yes, it did. I think, I honestly can't remember, but I think I voted for STB. What did you vote for, Stuart?
I voted for MMP. Mike, I am astounded because you're very good at rewriting history. I suspect you voted for First Past the Post, but you've always landed on the right side of history. I'm surprised you didn't come out and say you voted for MMP.
Good bum out. Hey, no, I wanted change, but I knew at the time, because I used to deal with Rod Donald a lot, who was a nice bloke, and they were all for the MMP. And one of the things he used to say is the tail would never wag the dog. And I thought, what a crock of that is, and of course it proved to be the case, but I thought STV was the right one. Would you still vote for MMP, Stuart?
Yeah, I would, actually.
But it's not perfect, is it?
No, it's not perfect, but it's been first past the post, I think. I mean, it's much more inclusive. It means we can have a variety of ideas, and I mean, we wouldn't have the Greens, and I think the Greens act a significant amount, and we wouldn't have ACT. And I think, at a certain level, ACT had place. But,
I agree. Because you remember, we're old enough to remember, the reason we're mentioning this, of course, is it's 25 years this week since MMP came to pass. And, of course, you had the Values Party and what was Beetham's Social Credit. They never really got anywhere under an old system, and then you got a whole lot of dictators. But that, I think, though, Mark, is why we voted for change, is because we hated Muldoon and we hated Longy Douglas, just steamrolling stuff, which brings me, of course, to you, Stuart. You're just steamrolling through because you are essentially these days an FPP government.
Well, yes, we are, but it doesn't mean that we don't salt with the Greens and often cross-party. The other thing I'd say is, remember Bob Jones's New Zealand First Party? He got about 17%.
Yep. That's right.
And didn't win a seat. And so, that 17% of Kiwis who voted had no say whatsoever. So the thing these days, and we always go out and say this, Mitch's party does, we always go and say it, the party vote counts, okay? So every single person who votes, their vote actually counts.
Yes,
whereas in the past, if you voted for National and Napier, when we're a safe seat,
wasting your time.
At the end of the day, under MMP, the only vote that does count is the party vote, because that directly relates to how many MPs you're going to get to sit in our parliament. But I'll tell you what, at the moment, of course, MMP was brought in, and it was the German model after the Second World War to ensure that no party like the Nazi Party could have a majority. But of course,
I don't think the Nazi Party got there through pure democracy, mate. Not too sure about that.
But now we're in a situation where we've got a socialist party that's got a majority that's rolling out a massive socialist regime.
In Germany?
To our country.
Now they've gone left in Germany. They've gone central left in Germany.
We've got this terrible socialist that's trying to get into people's lives, that's rolling out an agenda that's bad for the country, and it's taken us backwards rapidly. So I guess...
God, I haven't been called a socialist since I had a debate in Epsom about 20 years ago, mate.
If you look at the SNA, Stuart, and you're looking at the changing of the laws around the Maori wards and stuff, they're of a socialist persuasion, aren't they?
Oh, I would very much doubt that, Mike. It's about democracy. I mean, I think we're all in favour of democracy, aren't we?
We are.
It's about people having a say.
Don't worry, Mike. They'll be telling you what size shower rods you've got to have in your shower in the next few months.
Those were the days, eh? It wasn't that long ago they were telling us about that, eh? Remember that, Stuart, when you're telling us how much water pressure was coming out of our shower head?
No, I don't. But one thing I can tell you is we are letting Kiwis know how they can keep safe. And the most important thing we're saying, and you'll have Jacinda say this many times, Mike, if you get vaccinated, Super Saturday, really big. I know ZB are making hard on this. If you get vaccinated, we can have a return to what was some form of normality.
Can we?
So I just
can we win? And what specifically do we return to? Because I've asked endless numbers of government people so far this week, and it's only Wednesday, and not a single one has answered the question. What is we're getting when we all get vaccinated? And what day does it happen?
I thought Grant was very clear. On the 12th of August, Jacinda Ardern, our Prime Minister, Mike, released the Reconnecting with New Zealand strategy.
It's a theory. It's an idea. It's a concept, and there's nothing wrong with the concept, but it's not happening on Tuesday. I want to know on Tuesday what's happening. On Monday when you make the decision, do I get to go get a haircut? Does a cafe open? Does a business get saved? That's all I want to know. I don't want to go
Mike,
in some time in the future.
You are well aware on when Cabinet makes decisions on Monday around what happens with alert levels, that we very much take a risk-based approach. But what we have set out is a very clear plan under that reconnecting strategy that Jacinda talked about. And this was how we slowly opened the borders in the first quarter of next year. But it
You're not talking about the here and now.
But it is dependent. But, well, Mike, you know, as Grant alluded to in your interview before the news, you just can't say on Tuesday the boards are going to open
They did it in Sydney. They've done it all over the world. They've had Freedom Days, Open Days. They've named dates and times, and they've gone on.
Right. You did right. They did it in Sydney, and they've had 1,800 deaths.
And they're also open.
But this is the difference, Mike. I don't believe, and I've always said this, I don't believe that New Zealand need to get sick or they don't need to die if we do this properly.
We just need to go broke.
But we're going for broke Super Saturday. Get vaccinated. If Kiwis want a good Kiwi summer, you want to get your festivals, you want to go to your bars and your restaurants and have mates around, get vaccinated. Because I tell you what, mate, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming to my house.
All right, righto, Mark. Hand on heart, would you be more specific with the circumstances if you had them under your control at the moment?
Yeah, well, we have been. Number one, where the failures have been is they never invested. 18 months ago, we said that we had to invest in dedicated MIQ facilities that would have been much safer at the border, but they didn't do that. When Delta came along, 20% of our population was vaccinated. When you look at the UK, they had 75% of their population vaccinated, way too slow and complacent on getting the vaccine and getting us vaccinated. And now they're not getting any clear indication or pathway out of this and lockdowns, and it's just creating so much uncertainty in people's lives. And on top of that, they failed to invest in ICU and emergency care country.
Mitch and Mike, can I ask both of you, did you actually read Jacinda Ardern's reconnecting strategy?
I did at the time, yes.
I've had a look at
I read the Skegg report as well.
And in that,
he said elimination was a winner. Wrong.
In keeping in mind, I think elimination has been a winner. You talk about the UK, 57,000, 60,000 deaths. Hey, an interesting thing. Can I give you an interesting stat around our latest outbreak of the 1,000 plus cases?
This better be good.
It is. Just under 4% of those have actually been double vaccinated. So COVID is fast becoming the virus of the unvaccinated.
That is true. I will give you that. But the ICU thing, Stuart, you can't escape from. You had the opportunity to invest. You didn't. You've got a surge capacity of 550 max. I gave the New South Wales number earlier on. They did the right thing. We haven't. Why not?
Well, I think we have done the right thing, Mike. But it's
you haven't.
Right
you haven't invested thing. In ICU.
Yeah, but what we have invested in is public health and vaccination. Now, Mike, one thing, I want to be clear about this. When you say the elimination thing hasn't worked, I disagree.
Grant Robertson on this program said level 3 is about elimination. That's rubbish. It's not true. It's not happening.
No, but keeping in mind, elimination was before we had...
Well, of course, in Alpha, of course it was, and that was fine. But in the Delta, elimination didn't work, hasn't worked, isn't working.
Elimination
is about no cases, Stuart. It's not about deaths. It's about no cases, and it's about being open and living a free life.
It's not cases. It's about going really hard when we find cases, which is what we're doing. But we've always said, Mike, we've been clear about this. We're transitioning from elimination to a community which is protected through vaccination. And so elimination was about keeping people out of the health system, as is vaccination.
What are you as cabinet ministers going to be discussing around the cabinet table? What are your decision points to transition Auckland out of level 3 into level 2 and to deal with what is clearly the inability to get rid of Delta? Delta's still here. What are you discussing? What are your decision points?
Look, I think it's very clear. I mean, Auckland, my understanding is Auckland's up at 87%. Eligible population first dose, and what we do know is the vast majority of people who get the first dose get the second dose. That's a really good figure. The second thing we look at is the number of cases, and the third thing we look at is if we can link those cases. But
what's your threshold on cases to take us into level 3? It's a level two. What's your threshold?
The most important thing, Mitch, and we've always said this, is vaccination keeps people out of hospital. That is the main thing. So there's two ways to look at this.
Let me just give you, just quickly though, because we're running out of time, the ESR definition of elimination is as follows. Elimination of an infectious disease means reducing the number of cases, the disease being spread within a geographic area of the country to zero. So you were wrong, Stuart. It's not about that at all.
No. What I'm saying, Mike, is our strategy is always
about
to keep
it's
people
not
out
about
of
reducing the number of cases.
No. What I've been saying is elimination is about keeping people out of the health system. Now let me. There are two ways to look at this. There's the health perspective, which is saying keeping people out of the health system. There's the business perspective, which is saying keeping our country out of lockdown. Now, we know if we get to 90 plus, and I'm very much looking forward to collecting from you two
I hope you do. I don't think you're going to.
Yep. But when we get to 90 plus, then that allows us to make a whole lot of decisions.
What's your threshold and tolerance for Delta cases in the community to take Auckland to level two?
Mitch, I've been very, very clear about this. Get us to 90% vaccination.
No,
and then the decision that we make can be very clear.
I'm talking about positive Delta cases in the community. What's your threshold tolerance?
It's not just cases, it's how they're linked as well. And you know this, Mitch, because you've been listening to this for the last 6 months. One thing I want to say, and I want to leave it at this, Mike, and you know this, and I know you're going out on this, which I really appreciate. If people get vaccinated, this is the very clear message. You get vaccinated, you can have a good key summer. If you're not vaccinated and you haven't got a key, and you haven't got a vaccination passport, you will not be going to Rhythm and Rhymes. The odds of you going to your favourite pub are highly unlikely. We know if you're a teacher, you won't have a job. If you're a front facing in the health system, you'll have to find another job.
All right, mate. Got to go. Appreciate it very much. Stuart Nash, Mark Mitchell for another week.